Oh, I am taking the mic. And I'm handing you my premium. That's hey, that's my album in a little right. in a little thing. Oh, I can't hear the rest of the world yet, but I am talking to you, my friends. Oh, I am Hardy White, and we here are live. I call myself we, but I'm not. I'm just me, and I'm here live with you today for the 2023 WFMU Marathon. Now, witches, booches, before you go, Scott, answer me two questions. One, is the seat I'm on scotch guarded?
I forgot to check.
I don't care, because I'm awfully excited. Two, where's Booches' mic? This is M, that would be.
That's Boochie right there, MC.
MC, because his real name is Michael Campbell. Or Michael Corleone. Yes, it could be. I don't know. Everybody here has a lot of people have pseudonyms, you know, because maybe they've had another life where they don't want to. Because here is a magic place, my friends. This is what's so exciting about coming to the WFMU studios in person. And that is so I can see the people. And it just comes alive. It's wonderful to connect with something like we do over the radio. And then you see the real people. Now, I'm a shy person, and I know a lot of you listeners probably are, too. And so the next step of actually being in the presence of a human being is a big deal. It's wonderful to be a fly on the wall, or I don't know what imagine you are on the wall, a centipede or something that's listening. And you're saying, oh, they're having such a good time. If I was there, I might be self-conscious, or they might turn to me. And I love Ken. But I don't ever not say something stupid to him. It's just, it's my little tradition. And he looks at me like, oh, all right, well. And but I'll tell you what, I do love being with people. And one of my favorite FMU DJs is here with me. And that's Boochie. And I'm not even making that up. That's a real...
Hey, Hardy White, how you doing? I can't believe you gave my real name out over the air. Well, Michael Campbell. I've been hiding it my whole life.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now everyone knows.
But they call you Mickey.
Now you've given away my nickname on the air.
No, I'm so sorry.
Stop dead naming me, Hardy White.
I know, that's really creepy of me. I apologize. I'm old. I love being able to use that as an excuse for
right.
as I head into my senescence. I say like you could accidentally rob a bank, and you go, "Oh, I'm old."
Oh yeah, like Rip Torn, right?
Yeah, didn't he like?
He broke in and to a bank and robbed it. Of all its money.
He did. He saw that movie with Art Carney and all, where they're old and they go, we're bored.
Yeah.
You know, Lee Strasberg, what are we doing? Like, let's rob a bank. And so they all rob a bank. And because they're old, people go, oh, you. But yeah, he really did that, though. And then they're like, well, you know, you're funny. And you're good on, you know, all the
Yeah, you were good on the Larry Sanders show.
Larry Sanders thing is brilliant.
So we're going to let you off with a warning. No more bank robberies,
none of that stuff.
Yeah.
But we all have our secrets, and it's wonderful. You don't have to expose everything. You don't have to confess everything that you think.
No.
You don't have to show all of yourself. And this is so wonderful. It's not like now DJs do this too. We're not necessarily hiding behind a persona.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily, but it's in a way it's freeing. It's like when you go to a masked ball or something.
Yes.
You know, so I have this mask on. So everything short of battery I can kind of do with it on a lot. And, well, there's a lot of things I can't do. But, you know, it frees you.
Radio has ruined me for person-to-person interaction. I kind of want to conduct all my interactions now with this sort of screen between me and other people. I think that says more about me than it does about radio, but it is nevertheless a fact about me. I just love this... anonymity that WFMU offers all of the DJs
well,
here
I'll tell you,
at
I'll,
WFMU.
Well, I've thought about it for a long time.
Yeah.
It isn't like we're horribly self-conscious people. What it is this. So if you're a sensitive person in any way and you're interacting with another person, their attitude or what they do affects you.
Yeah.
So there's nothing you can do about it. And it's like mirror neurons or something. So it's going to affect you. And so the next thing you say is going to be contingent on what you thought the reaction of the first thing is. enter radio, where you just say things and nobody is judging anything. So you keep going. You think, well, maybe I can just keep talking about that. See, nobody seems to be rolling their eyes. Right. And see, some people are rolling their eyes, but see, others aren't. Others are delighted. Others are wiping the tears away. So it's a really wonderful thing, and it doesn't affect the person who's delivering it. That way they can do it without having their hearts hurt.
Right. And, but I must take a little bit of issue. Sometimes in radio, there is all these rules and regulations, but with WFMU, that has been, we've been unshackled, for better or for worse.
Yes.
And we're allowed to express ourselves how we want to at this radio station. And I feel like that's a completely unique state of affairs in the world today.
I have taken my anti-authoritarianism actually reaches the point of being a disability. So this is the only place that I can that I can do something.
You've boxed yourself into a corner.
I couldn't follow rules.
That's it.
I remember volunteering for one of those public radio things just to raise money on the air, and I've never felt so oppressed in my entire life. Mm. Oh my goodness, bless their hearts, and they have their quaint shows, but it's like death of Stalin behind the mic there. I've never felt more oppressed. And you go, oh, you can't say that, you can't say this. And it's not even things that are, offensive. Obviously, I'd never hurt anybody. It's just a kind of state. You know, they'd want control over the tone and what's said, and even the cadence that people speak in, and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, I was Mr. Authoritarian before I came here. I was like, oh, you know, you should have seen me. I wore about 4 suits. I was always, you know, my haircut was high and tight. It was like really, really. I was Mr. Conservative, and I've just loosened up. And felt the freedom here that we experience at WFMU, and I've blossomed in a way that frightens people, frankly.
Oh yeah, you know, because actually, personal freedom is scary.
Yes.
and that's why this what we have here, and because it's all over the map as far as creativity. You tune into this radio station, you don't know what you're going to get.
No.
And things will challenge you, but they will also surprise you, and then you'll think. Are things being kept from me? Is there a whole dimension of art and ideas that I'm not expect? People don't want me to see? And then you realize how wonderfully subversive it is just to seek out new ideas and the new ways of doing music. And then, you know, it's just a different way of doing music. It isn't like alien technology, but then it's treated as if it's just absolutely aberrant and crazy. And then you think, am I living in some sort of constrained box as a human being? Could I really be learning more and thinking more? I mean, this is what we talk about free form and freedom, and it's all very good, and we're all wacky.
Very good.
But there's, you know, philosophical, deep underpinnings what we're doing here. This is really, we're trying to change the world.
Minds.
And change minds.
Yeah. I remember when I first started kind of introduced to WFMU, and I kind of fell into that well of those archives over there at WFMU.org, and just kind of like that well of history that you can have it right at your fingertips. It's so accessible, and all these people, who knows where these DJs are now, but they are living on the WFMU website, and like that kind of like endlessness of the WFMU archives is just such a unique thing that exists nowhere else, I feel, in radio. And it's just one of the blessings that I cannot express enough joy about.
And, you know, it's a lot like the Library of Alexandria or something like that. It's a repository for these beautiful things that people made, and a lot of times they're the people that are outside of our normal purview. They're people that are on the fringes, maybe, or they're experimenting, or they've been forgotten, and they're preserved here, and they're preserved by a sort of a collective of monks. People expect there to be certain folks who make it their life mission to keep this stuff alive. Yeah. That somebody's life work. A lot of the people are dead that we have their music of, and it might have been forgotten if it wasn't kept somewhere. And there were people of value. Well, we are them.
Yes, and unlike the library at Alexandria, do not let WFMU burn. You have to call 800-989-9368 or go online to pledge at WFMU.org. Hardy, I have a stack of thank yous as thick as a Bible right now. Would you like to go into that? Or?
Yes, because let me introduce this by saying, for me, the marathon, I call it Thanksgiving. Yeah. Because there's two things that happen. One, I get to see dear friends that I never see during the year. And I get to get together with people who are like-minded and who are, what's the opposite of like-minded? Different-minded.
Enemies?
No enemies, but just people, you know, people who have the, we cherish the same thing, but we don't do it in the same way. And it's great to meet up with them. And then on top of that, it's just the station. It's such a beautiful blessing in all our lives.
These walls.
You know, it's...
They speak.
We all love it. And it's open to anyone can come in and get that experience. You know, you walk in, I wonder, I can't find my people anywhere, and I'm an outsider with the music, and you step in here and you go, oh,
yeah,
I get it. I understand. There's a place. And as a listener, too, you know, you listen all over the dial, and you say, I feel like such an outsider. I'm taking crazy pills. What's wrong with everybody?
Yeah.
And then you tune in here, and you go, oh.
You get in, and it's like this big warm bath of like-minded people, which sounds gross, but actually is wonderful once you've acclimated to the
temperature.
Because
there's a certain chlorine in it.
The pH is high.
Yeah,
here,
that
high.
Everything bad gets burned out.
Yeah, it's all alkaline. That battery acid burns all differences away.
I have a great relationship with almost, as far as I know, with almost everybody at the station for years, and that's because I just don't know any of them very well.
And that's the secret of your relationship.
And it is very much the secret of our relationship. But I'll tell you, when I do see them, I make sure that it's a great interaction, that we're always at our sort of best and most idealistic at this time of the year, talking about something we love. And
yeah, I don't talk like this every other day of the year. I'm never so optimistic except around marathon time. I feel that there's a great sense of optimism and community and comradeship and brother and sisterhood. And it's so great to hear from people and feel this is the time of the year that you actually get some feedback, you get more feedback than usual, and it's so great to hear from people.
Or if not, I can look it up.
Well, we're doing, you know, normal during the year we do entertaining and things, and it involves using things like irony and sarcasm and everything and darkness, and that is, we get to put that aside a little bit and then be our sincere selves, which would be absolutely horrifying, disgusting if it were constant.
No one would want that
treacly nonsense. But you know, there are occasions where it's appropriate. Like it's okay to cry at funerals. It's okay to, you know, be happy at weddings, and it's all right to be thankful for something or realize something is a big part of your life, or that you're part of something bigger, or there's people that appreciate you. That's the thing with the listeners. This is a mutual appreciation, and
the handshake goes both ways.
It absolutely does. A 1,000%. You know, this is all it's a labor of love for us, but isn't. Most of the time it's not labor. It would not fall under the category.
Being
labor.
Yeah, you try to talk to someone who actually labors, and you're like, try to describe this, like, that doesn't sound like labor.
Yeah, this is self-pleasure, something when you come more close to it than labor, because it's something you're going to do, not necessarily anyway in this way. I mean, if I didn't have the opportunity to do this show the way I do it or have you as an audience or anything, I wouldn't be sitting alone doing it. It isn't something I just do one-sided. This is something that manifests itself, that comes alive as a product of our relationship, you and I, the listener. This is something that's born from that, and FMU made that possible. They brought us together.
Yep. So you want to crack open this Thanksgiving turkey and scoop into these mashed potatoes right now?
Oh, I love to thank people.
We got some yams coming up. All right. Chris from Chicago, he's pledged. He says, Hardy, White, and Bucci, a chocolate and peanut butter combination.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I guess that's a compliment, right? That's definitely.
No. They're unexpected flavors that go together. Well, not anymore. Now they're like.
No, I expect those pretty, flavors together.
Well, now, yeah. But like pre.
Not 20 years ago.
Pre that nasty candy, that was not the case.
Sure. We got Michael in Middletown.
Thank you, Michael.
We got James in Sparkill, New York.
Thank you, James.
We got Joe in Brooklyn.
Thank you, Joe.
And he says, it's like, well, you know.
No, he's right.
That's so true.
He's right. Joe's right. Joe knows is the expression.
We have Joe. We have another Joe in Staten Island.
Joe, this is the number one show for Joe's. Joe's love the show. You're in good company.
We got a wonderful, generous pledge from Ralph in Fresh Meadows, a lovely sounding place, Fresh Meadows, New York, and he says Miracle Nutrition was the gateway show to what the heck is WFMU. And everyone has that gateway show in WFMU.
Awesome.
They're like, oh man, like I really love Scott, I really love you.
Right, right.
You know, I love Michelle or Ken, and I love those shows, but then right. You start kind of, you hang in. You're like, oh, right. Well, let me check out the next hour. Let me check out the next hour.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of just, all of a sudden, you're up to your neck in WFMU DJs. It's Which, again,
like,
sounds gross.
Here's a terrible analogy. It's like a shopping center, and then you go out the back door of your favorite store into this little alley that's where all the shops come into the back door, mm-hmm. and that's where everybody's having fun and smoking cigarettes.
I was about to say, this sounds like a good place to smoke cigarettes.
And then you discover, like, it's really all one big store.
We have, I can't read that
Luisa.
Name. Luisa, very generous pledge.
Thank you, Luisa.
Mouse of Today pledge, which is always really appreciated.
Oh, completely awesome.
Oh, part of a Mouse of Today pledge.
That's still, I'll tell you, any part of a mouse.
Yeah, any part of a mouse is good.
Ears. Right.
The ears.
The ears are very desirable.
What are the other parts of mouse? Ears,
they
livers.
Mouse, the main furry part.
Yeah, the abdomen.
I don't know what that is.
I believe it's called the abdomen.
The gut bag.
Yeah, well, that's the street slang for it. We have, let's see, who else do we have? Did we say Melinda in Asheville? Lovely country down in Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Stiles, I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly, in Middletown. A lot of Middletown. We have Tara in Butler. We have Derek in Brooklyn. We have Dale in New Hampton, New York. All sorts of people who are wishing you well and pledging to your show.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic.
And go ahead.
Go, sir. No, keep going.
Well, I was just about to plug your premium. So a pledge of $75 will get you the Hardy White premium, original TV themes.
Yes.
And it has all these wonderful themes on it. It's got All in the Family, Captain Kangaroo, Murder, She Wrote, one of my personal favorites, mm-hmm. MASH, Gunsmoke, Taxi. That's
yes.
an all-timer. So is that you, that's you covering these themes,
no,
correct?
I have rewritten them.
You've rewritten
them. Well, what I've done is, the premise is, if they asked me to write the theme, what would I do?
Yeah.
You know?
So they say, Hardy White, we really need someone to rewrite Gunsmoke.
Gunsmoke, yeah. So I wrote that as like, it goes like, what is that smell? It's the smell of gun smoke, like that. And I got a gun,
smoking.
I synced them. I actually, so this is a CD, not a DVD, but they're all synced to the actual intros to the show.
Oh, like kind of Dark Side of the Moon,
yes.
Wizard of Oz style there.
Right,
you
so if you want to,
sync them up.
No one will do this, but if you want to, they'll sync to all the shows that they, you know.
You got Full House, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I'd love
Full
to hear
House.
Your Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song.
I think he said something like, I rhymed with, I said like, I'm the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I'm in a rotating chair. I know.
I missed that episode.
Well, he's in a rotating chair in the intro. I don't know if you
know.
Oh,
that's true.
The throne is...
It's been so long.
Yeah,
but
so
that's
sometimes
true.
I just say what's happening on the screen, because that's a really easy way. Full House is sounds a bit like, it goes, Full House, too many people in the house right now, like that. So
yeah.
It's a bit of a... That's a rap dance, an Andre 2000 kind of feel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Boop, 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 boop.
Man, I got to check. So $75 or more will get you this amazing premium.
Yes.
We mentioned all the Doctor Who Hogan's Heroes.
Yes.
Joni Loves Chachi.
The Hogan's Heroes, I think it's an instrumental. I made it really dark. It sounds like, you know.
Well, that's a dark show. There's some darkness under the surface of that show.
Well, it is a Nazi concentration camp.
Yes,
so
but also the autofocus element, too. Isn't there that character, the guy in Hogan's Heroes? He was a...
Oh, right. Yeah, well, Bob Crane.
Crane had some issues.
He's a kind of a creepy guy, and he had a terrible end, and they made a terrible movie about
Oh,
it.
I disagree. I love that movie.
it's
top
so creepy. 10. Was it Greg Kinnear or something?
It sure was, and Willem Dafoe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
I love both
guy.
Of them. They're great. They're both, they were, that's
it's
great.
Just a fantastic. I noticed, don't want to call you on the carpet, no Columbo, but that was famously not, it didn't have a theme song, really. Columbo.
Right, yeah, yeah.
He whistled This Old Man, but that wasn't really
a
theme song.
Yeah, that's funny. I didn't even think, I love that show. I did do Rockford.
Oh, that's a great theme.
Yeah, I think I did it as like I kept it as like a funk kind of.
You got a Rockford song. Vibe to you.
Well, he's a big.
Jim Rockford is a little bit.
I felt,
in you, I see.
Well, he's a bit of an imaginary father figure to me.
Oh.
I feel like...
I have one of those.
I always imagined he was my father. When I was very young, it was Link on Mod Squad, who's Clarence Williams III. I thought, like, maybe that was my dad.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, it'd be great if like, Rockford was my dad.
Yeah, that would make that his grandfather. Would you want Rockford's father to be your grandfather, though? Because
no,
that guy,
no,
that fisherman?
No, not the, no, that, no, yeah. Maybe, yeah. I'm thinking maybe it's James Garner that's my dad.
Right.
Not Rob, but I love, you know, the show's amazing.
Bam, bam, bam.
What if it's like somebody on Rockford Files is your dad? What would be the worst? Angel? You'd be like, oh, God.
Yeah, I wouldn't want Angel to be my uncle or my cousin. That guy seems like a real deadbeat cousin.
Oh, just the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. Showing up all the time, though.
Speaking of Rockford, the phones are ringing.
It's the Rockford phone.
It's the Rockford
sound.
Phone is ringing. 800-989-9368. We got people to thank. We have Annie in, where is she from? Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Somewhere on the mitten there. I'm not sure, entirely sure. And she says, my uncle will cover this pledge. I'm not sure what that means, but we're going to call you to it.
I think Uncle is waving at me now.
We have an uncle in the studio right now.
Spending your money when you're... That's so great.
Yeah, and we have more and more, but we don't have to get into that. So we have $75 will get you the premium, and which is... It just hits me where I live, like these old television shows. It's just where I find my comfort, and I'm glad to find that you also find a lot of solace in those things.
Yeah, I do. I have to disinfect them of nostalgia first of all. I've got to I have to rediscover them because I don't. That's happened too many times where I've been nostalgic for things that just are
turned out to be
not so great.
Right.
And that happens like every time I watch Johnny Carson. So I watch that show and
right.
I go, oh, I used to love that. And and half the time my jaw is in my lap. And
right.
I'm thinking, oh, this is, I'm horrified.
How did this last for 30? It was two television stations.
It's like everybody is horrid. Yeah. You know, it just felt really super creepy.
The best way to consume that Tonight Show thing is in those little 2-minute clips, you know,
right,
just very
yeah.
brief. And then you're like, I'll move on to something else.
Right. The funny, one that really struck me was one, you know, sometimes it's just so horrible that it's great. And one time, Karate Man Richie Barathe, I don't know if you know who he is.
I don't. Was he on the Gong Show or something?
No. He was this guy, Richie Barathe, I think he started as a bouncer. And just a guy who liked to get in fights. And then he came up with his own karate system. But he's on the Tonight Show in a American flag gi with long black hair and a black mustache.
I think I do know who you're talking about.
All right. And what he does is he breaks bricks, you know, like things that are on fire. And he did it twice. No, he did it three times on television. And it's not funny, but every single time he caught fire. Because, like...
Every single time he caught fire on
every
television.
Every single time. So Carson, I saw, he lights this on fire. He does it, he catches fire. His assistant's like...
happened again!
So he burns for a while. Yeah. And then they fire extinguisher him. And then Johnny Carson talks to him. shakes his hand that the, you know, off of which the flesh is slowly falling.
Wow, I gotta catch this.
He's just burned, and he's like, ah, so you burn yourself. You know? Like, yeah, burn all the skin off my hand. And I think Richie was a drinker, I think, is the clue to
Sounds like a bit of a drinker.
My hand's on fire.
Risk taker. It's amazing that it would have him back. Imagine what that studio smelled like after all the, with all the 70s funk already, and then you add to that the smell of burning Richie.
And they put him on, he was on every show that year, I think. You know, he just did that same shtick. It was just, and
see, this is the kind of information that you don't get on iHeartRadio. You can only get this kind of in-depth conversation on WFMU.
Right.
So if you want to keep this conversation going, you got to pledge at WFMU.org/pledge or call 800-989-9368.
You know, the reason that we're in North Jersey is because, you know who's here? Salt of the Earth people.
Oh, that's right.
That's why. Because there's real people. This is the realest place I've ever been.
Don't laugh.
I love it. No. I have my ancestors from here.
Yes, it is salt of the earth.
I feel connection to it. Yeah. And I have such dear friends here who I just absolutely love and feel my most self around or something, whatever that means. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's so salty, it kind of ruins the undercarriage of my car, but that's an even trade for me.
I was going to say, salt does have its, you know...
Yeah, it cures things and it destroys.
And it burns.
And it burns. Whatever. And it eats.
And it gives you high blood pressure, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. You've got to be careful about that.
Yeah, and, you know, some of the people I love from here are dead.
We have to stop talking about dead people.
No, let's not forget them.
We mustn't forget.
They're here with us.
We have a wonderful pledge from Steve in Closter, New Jersey.
Oh,
thank you very much,
Steve.
Bob in East Orange. Michael in Milltown. Brett in Round Lake Park, Illinois.
Thank you, Brett.
It's very helpful. Very appreciated. Thank you so much for calling in. And... Hardywood, do you love being back here? I mean, you said you haven't been back here in 2 years.
I'm so excited.
We did this last year, and you were a disembodied voice on a Zoom call. Now you're a disembodied voice in a body.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. No, it's totally different. I love this place. I remember the first time I walked in. Everything comes flooding back. There's something about a regular return, just like Thanksgiving or anything or the Sabbath. That when you go back, it's time that's outside of time.
Wonderful.
It's sacred time, and it's just a different space. And it's not the same every year, but it is. It is and it isn't.
Yeah.
And there's different people, but there's something that endures about it. And I just love it. And I think it's because everybody sort of has let down their guard and let themselves love this thing.
Yeah.
Which, you know, during the year... for a lot of people that are running stuff, must feel burdensome. I mean, it's a hard thing to keep going. It's a thing that needs worrying about.
Absolutely. You look at the staff around here, they're all walking around stoop-backed, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like they've been, they have the weight of WFMU on their shoulders, and it's it shows, but they're also full. You look at their faces, and you're like, oh, that look at that person.
Right.
But
I don't want to freak you out, but Ken is 32.
Oh, my God.
I know. And it's...
I'm so sorry.
It's hard. He started here in middle school, I think.
Jeez. I was wondering why he was referencing. He was like, oh, he has all these younger references. I'm like, oh, for
an older
person, but he's...
Right. No. That's why. That's always... why he seems kind of hip, because he's actually very young. They're all young. I'm in my, you know, late 30s.
Well...
No, I'm not. I'm actually...
Oh, my God!
I'm actually a really pampered 90-year-old is what I am.
Boy, born in milk.
People always think I'm older than I am.
People think that I'm younger than I am. And
really?
And their hats come off when I tell them how old I am.
Oh, yeah. I don't even guess, you know, because I've been getting, like, senior discounts since I was 40. So I don't I don't even guess people... I'm not even, like, curious about what age somebody is.
Doesn't matter. Radio is a great
equalizer.
Why would
I care?
Age, looks, appearance, anything like that. It all fades away, all melts away, because radio, it's just the voice in the dark. It's the voice coming out of your car. It's the voice coming out of your shower radio. You know, it's that intimacy that really binds people very quickly to WFMU or radio in general. You know, I've been really getting into Gene Shepherd. I've really, are you a Gene Shepherd fan, Hardy White?
Yes, we could talk about Gene Shepherd.
You remind me a little. You have that to him, except you don't have. Gene was a miserable man.
Exactly.
You know, he had a lot of hate in his heart.
Right. I mean, if I told you a lot of people that sort of are inspiring to me, there's none of them in my anything I do.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying? Necessarily.
Yeah.
So it's impossible to say. And I came to Gene Shepherd late. Like, I didn't know. Someone said, hey, you ought to listen to Gene Shepherd, you know, after I was doing radio for a long time. And that's happened a couple, you know, a few times.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, man, you know, I'm doing stuff I got fourth hand. Like, I can see his influence to other people.
Definitely.
You know, so you meet your like, artistic grandparents or whatever.
Right, and you didn't even know them, but there, then you see that lineage. Absolutely.
Exactly.
I feel there's a lineage there, but, again, you don't have that anger and that Gene had and that horrible fake laugh that he used to do.
Yeah.
But it was, you're like a jacket shepherd.
Right.
Stupid. All right. What do we got? We got more people to thank. All more people to thank. Let's see. We have Brian in Newark, Delaware. We have Curtis in Memphis, Tennessee. We have Mike in Portland. Martha in Toronto, or Ontario, Canada. Ron in Tonawanda, New York. I'm sorry. All over the place. All over the place. They're all saying hi to you.
Oh, your email address? It's so good to hear from you. And, you know, even if you're given a little bit, just to have your, it's so great to have your name on the radio, just to hear it alongside other names. Because these are people that you're sitting next to in the imaginary audience that you don't even know. And they're real people, too.
Do you picture an audience when you're doing your show? Do you picture a person or do you picture a collective of people? Or are you just trying to focus on yourself?
You ever seen the X-Men movie where Professor X is like puts on his helmet and all these people fly by and they're all like, that's what I see.
That's it. Face is just
like, because I'll say something. And then I'll sort of like, I'll feel like an individual or something. Because like this, the power of radio to help to save people, it can't be understated. And everybody who's on radio needs to know this. And now I'm speaking on behalf of listeners and people who have been literally, have their life saved by just a radio, and that can seem, you know, like very far-fetched or impossible, but you don't know what the power of a human connection, of feeling connected, how important that is to human beings, and how lost we can become, and how painful it can be, and how separated in this world that we live in, and in some cities you just feel like I'm all alone, and I there's nobody, I'm isolated, and this radio, I'm right there with you, right next to your ear, and I'm saying, oh, I see you, I know you're there, and you know, I learned this over and over, for being on the radio a long time, the best help that I can give somebody is acknowledgement. Hmm. That's all I have to do. I don't have to do it. I don't have to tell them how to solve their problems. I have to say is, man, I see you. I know that you might be going through something. I acknowledge it. That's all people want, is saying, please see me.
Yeah.
Say I'm here. You know, I just want to know that I'm alive and that I'm a person like you are and that, yes, you are. And you have the same dimension and that I do and just as confused by things and curious and sometimes you're angry and sometimes you're joyful. And hearing that can be absolutely life-saving.
Absolutely. WFMU, you heard it here. WFMU saves lives and is the voice in the dark that is always there for you. And making sure that it's always there for you, you got to call 800-989-9368, WFMU.org/pledge. I just got a note that said if we don't make a lot of money this hour, WFMU is going to close forever.
Oh, they will be shutting their doors.
This is the show. So if we don't get more pledges, we got to get that phone running more and more. I'm afraid the authorities are going to have to throw this place into the Hudson River.
Now, as somebody who always sees the bright side, I just want to give you a heads up for the auction. Because they're going to, if they auction off the stuff in this building,
yes,
I'm going to be there, man, with my checkbook.
Yeah, I'm getting that inflatable donut. I'm taking Scott Williams with me. I'm taking Joe McGaskill with me.
This place would make so much money if it went under. Because everybody would want to buy every item in it.
The history in these walls, I mean, you can't walk down the halls of these walls. You're bumping into the history.
Right, it's crazy.
And that infrastructure, there's a downside to that. It's heavy with all the history. And so we have to pay to keep this building upright. You know, it's an old building. There's a crazy, horrible monstrosity. You know, I don't know if we could talk about it on the air. The condo next door. You know, like, we are literally dwarfed by the condos around us. You know? And it is, it is.
But but this kind of the stuff behind us and everything, I never show the movie up to Ken. Because I'm worried he'll, like, fasten some balloons to us.
Didn't he do that, though, a couple of years ago? Didn't he go on some sort of balloon chair?
He was
going to
go on the
like
chair,
that?
Yeah. I wish he wouldn't do that. I saw him tarred and feathered one year. I was about to perform at Monty Hall.
And literally tarred and feathered.
Well, I don't know that it was tar, but it was a substance that made feathers stick to his partially nude body. So he's like, in, like, boxers, and it's freezing out. And he's covered with these feathers, and I'm standing next to him, and I said, and he said to me, you know, somebody had to be fired for you to have a show. And I said, I love you so much. Wow. And then I went on and performed. I don't know if that's exactly how it
went. We have someone, Zach, in West Lafayette, Indiana. He says, Hardy and Bucci, say the number more often. Okay, Zach, 800-989-9368. You got a pledge. Or we will, or WFMU is doomed. I'm afraid that's the facts in this horrible world, you know? Who else do we have? We have more people to thank. We have Chris in Burlington, Vermont. He says, thank you, Hardy, for keeping my brain alive.
Oh, you're welcome, Chris. I love Burlington.
This is an interesting one. A very generous pledge from Ethan in Dallas says, I can't count the number of times I've said, you'll never believe where Hardy took us this week to someone. Sadly, I can count the number of times someone has responded, oh no, please tell me more. But that's not going to stop me as long as you keep being you. It's a little bit of a backhanded knife.
I love it.
There's a little knife in that. I wasn't expecting that.
I tell everybody about you and then don't care.
And I get nods and okay. Yeah, well, thank you very much. Thanks very much, Ethan.
Oh, I love it, Ethan.
He put a little bit of a little sting in that sandwich.
Oh, no, I don't even feel it.
You don't even feel it, yeah.
I don't even feel it.
Your friends in, your old friends,
I don't
Charles,
think it was meant as a sting. I think it was meant as like, everybody's not meant to get it.
Yeah, if everyone got it, then.
You wouldn't feel special when you do.
Exactly. Your old friends, Charles and Kathleen in Chicago, they have pledged a very generous pledge.
I love you. Both of them so much.
And they are
amazing
very
people.
Generous. Chicago, one of the greatest towns.
Yes.
Love Chicago. Let's see, Mark in El Cajon. I'm definitely not pronouncing that correctly. California. Bless you, Hardy. Bless you. Give Lou my love.
I will. I
Is
was
that
gonna
Lou
do the...
Grant?
No, it's Lou Register.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hey, Lou, I didn't even see you were here. Sorry to sneak up on you. Bye. Bye.
Man, he just got out of here.
Have a good shift.
That's all. Thank you.
Fast. I think he just took my wallet.
He did.
There it goes.
He's just borrowed it.
Hardy, do you want to talk about your live show very briefly?
Yes, I would. Because it is sold out.
Tomorrow it's sold out. So if you're
sold
hearing
out.
This, sorry, but
Been
Hardy White
out.
For the first time in what 2-3 years is performing live, Monty Hall downstairs tomorrow. What time?
8 p.m.
8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing a kind of a live version of your radio show.
I am doing yes. It's a little more, less loosey. I mean, it's a stage.
Less loosey, more goosey.
Yeah, I'm standing in front of you, so it's a little more like a, it's like a, what is it? What are those things where people say stuff to you and some of it's made up? A play?
Monologue?
Lying? I'm not
sure.
Yeah,
I think it's called lying. Well, it depends on where you are. Yeah.
It's like a monologue.
Yeah.
Well, okay, somebody like Spalding Gray.
Sure.
Who's a monologist. So people ask me what I do. I go, I try to tell them because I think it's like weird to say, you know, well, it can't be defined. Of course it is, you miserable idiot. You're not that original. Just say you're a singer, you musician.
Look, I can't even be bothered.
Yes, I do so...
Look, do you have several minutes? Right. You know, right.
What is it? I just don't. I'm just too stupid to know the words.
Are you behind the desk like Spalding with your big glass of water, or
no,
are you
exactly,
standing
right?
up?
No, I'm standing up. So I'm standing up. So it isn't like it's like maybe you, if you walked in, you go, oh, he's going to tell jokes, and then you go, oh,
right.
He doesn't seem to be telling them.
Do you prepare differently for live versus radio, or
yes.
you definitely do? Yeah.
But for the live show, it's a product of a long, like it's a long term project. You know, it's something that's put together over time.
Yeah.
Something that you would read a bunch of, like, or like research. Or
so
something.
This is the focused diamond version of Miracle.
Exactly.
American Nutrition. It's like, it's honed, it's like the punk rock
yes.
version of the
if
prog
I had a,
rock hardy way.
If I had a once a year show.
Right.
I was just prepping for my
man,
once
this is
going to
be
show.
If you bought tickets, you are, mm-hmm. You're in the heather. If you're not, I'm sorry. Maybe next time, you know, but, meanwhile, you can still support Hardy in very important ways by calling 800-989-9368, wfmu.org/pledge. First-time pledgers, we want to hear from you. We want to hear these people who have never donated in their lives or never donated to a radio station in their lives. And, like, those pledges are the most important because that signals growth.
Yeah, most things that you listen to or interact with, you're not really part of a community.
No.
I mean, even if, like... you're a regular listening to a YouTube channel or something, or you're still not, it doesn't have that kind of same thing, and it certainly doesn't for regular radio and television. You're absolutely, no one knows you're there.
No.
But this is very different. And, you know, it's something you can be a part of without having to really do anything, you know, except listen, like, we don't even make you give any money.
No,
right?
You don't have to. We're going to try to be here as long as we can, but, you know. Every little bit helps, as they say.
Yeah, like I don't. It's so you know, people. Some people don't have any money.
No, of course.
And I understand that. So a lot of times, the people that do give know that they are giving for somebody else who wants it, wants to help. So there's this generosity of spirit.
And there's people who give multiple times
too.
You know, there's that one person who's like, I just love this show and this show and this show, and I want to win a prize, or I want to win the Hardy White Premium. Original TV themes, which is a pledge of $75 or more, you'll get this beautiful premium that sounds like a heck of a lot of fun.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It's goofy.
Yeah.
But, I really like, that's another thing, is like, this is something that there's all this level of good things that aren't really worth anything. And they're not worthless. They're just not worth like I don't know what am I getting at, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
some things are don't you can't put a price on.
No. Yeah.
And they're not,
or you can, or it slips off, you
yeah
know, it's like,
or they're
it,
not
it,
commercial
it
or it's
yeah,
not
right.
It can give you joy, but it's not something that can be exploited. That's the thing too, people. You know, the thing that I do is tailored for just this thing. I mean, I'm not, like, I'm just about WFMU. I'm just talking to you. I'm not on other stations or something like that. I'm not interested in having a career doing anything. I'm just here to have a relationship with you. Yeah. And this is like, I think that's kind of, that might be unusual.
Yeah, people, and people really bond with you because you do talk, you know, and like, people do feel like they know you. People really are bonded with you in a, I want to say healthy way. Probably healthy.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, usually it is. I mean, they know, well, I make it, pretty clear there's not much I can give you. I don't know a lot. And, I'm not playing dumb. Like, I just, if you're not really actively selling anybody something, or you're not trying to convert them, or you're not, megalomaniac, or you're deluded and you think you've had the answers to the universe, there's not really much to say to people,
right.
Unless you're an expert. And so I'm clearly not. And if, you know, all you do is really talk, then just have the words sound nice, I guess. And
it's not just it's not just the words though. It's what it's how you say
well,
them.
What
it's the it's the wave of word. It's the wave of thinking and your head kind of pouring out every week. And it's just like I feel like people are just. It's just, you know, it's just a wonderful thing to hear. Like I've said maybe before. You don't play music, but your words are like, you know, that sounds like music to me, you know, like it's like that's the kind of That's the experience that I get when I listen to
it. Oh, thank you. I mean, I'm thinking about the same things that I would think about if I was making music.
Because you are a musician, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that started before I started talking on the radio. I mean, that's the first time I went up to a radio station was because my band was playing somewhere.
Yeah.
And I got on the mic, and I was like, why am I carrying the guitar?
Yeah, they couldn't put you like, oh.
Maybe I don't need all the equipment.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, this mic is just fine.
Yeah,
fine.
Your voice hits that wah-wah pedal all by itself.
That's right. You know? My singing voice isn't that great anyway. So.
All right, you know what? I was just talking about first-time pledges. We got a very generous first-time pledger. Thank you, Kirsten, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, land of... How many lakes? Five lakes?
Oh, so many.
Six or seven. Thanks so much, Kristen. First-time pledgers, I mean...
Oh, that's fantastic.
Really great.
Thank you so much.
$50. Someone just, like, first time, just into the void, dumped it. And it's just,
right.
Like, it's such a very nice gesture. Thank
you
so
much. Oh, it is. And, you know, it's like, it's all this combined effort.
Yeah.
You know, nobody pledges, like, $100,000. Just not anybody.
Yeah.
You know, we do this with lots of people given what they can.
Yeah, it's not death by 1,000 cuts, it's life by 1,000.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. And I love the difference between us and like other people that ask for money who are also getting money from the government.
Yes.
Are
underwritten, all these underwritten.
Yeah,
people.
All these corporations. They don't have any ads, but you have to hear endlessly about the people who are helping them.
Right, yeah.
Right? So, but they always like, well, Scott was talking about this, how they always like, you know, I'm sorry you have to endure this, but we'll get back to your programming.
Yes.
Well, you know, like they're being held hostage.
Yeah, and they're also all getting paid. You know, all of the DJs here are not getting, you know, we're not paid, we're volunteers, and we're doing it because. We believe in what we're doing.
Yeah, and it's like the one day of the year we get to talk about it.
Yeah, and a lot of people, I've seen watching this on the chat, you know, over there at WFMU.org, and people love the marathon. Listeners at WFMU,
oh, they do, yeah.
They love it, because it's like, you know, we don't interact, we're in our own little hell,
yeah,
you know, like
right.
You're in your hell and I'm in mine, even if it's a good hell, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, we get to talk, and I feel people, like, really enjoy that. And I enjoy listening to it, all these different dynamics of all these different DJs talking and interacting with each other.
Oh, right, exactly. Yeah.
It makes it very special.
You feel like you're there, too. Like, you know, even if you identify with people, and they sort of are a surrogate you know? That's what I'd be saying if I was there.
Yeah.
And that's really thrilling. And, you know, we drove up. Matt, who's volunteering, we drove up together from... Kentucky,
yep.
And you know we were listening to the marathon the whole time, and you hear your friends talking, you hear people, you know, that you never hear talk together on the radio, ever, and it's always wonderful. I mean, and their banter is atypical. It's not
polished. You know, it's
not polished, right? So you're not getting either the public radio speak or the FM. Speak, no. That kind of stuff, and everything about it is phony.
No, it's definitely
everything about it is phony. Hey, when we're being sincere, we're being phony.
Hardy White, I love you so much that you are. We just make sure you got a call at 800-989-9368. Pledge online, WFMU.
Hey, we're giving away tickets. We're giving away pizza. We are giving away trips. We're giving away a free cruise if you call now. And then it's all Beatles all the time. We're going to do all Beatles and all the Who. Coming up right after this. All Beatles.
Baba O'Reilly.
All day.
Only on the ones and twos, only on iHeartRadio.
Jersey City's hottest station.
Well, we're Jersey City's warmest station because the phones are warming up. We have another Handy Haversack. Our own Handy Haversack is pledged. He's extremely excited to come tomorrow night. The name of the show, to your live show, the name of the show is No Tim Conway for Sergeant.
No Tim Conway for Sergeant.
What is the meaning of that?
Well, I tell you about it's a kind of a surrealist play about my encounter with a John Singer Sargent painting. And then.
Seriously?
Yeah, absolutely. And
it's like my favorite painter, John Singer Sargent. I love John Singer.
Oh, my God.
And people laugh in my face when I tell them.
No, he's unspeakably great.
You are an idiot. You don't know what he's doing.
He's so good.
Yeah, absolutely. The depth of his blacks and his backgrounds and curtains. No one paints curtains like that guy.
Absolutely a master.
Wow.
Master painter. So I was blown away by one particular painting he did that's in Cincinnati Museum.
Okay.
And then that led to like a deep interest in him and his painting style. And I used that as a point of departure for talking about, you know, that feeling and talking about the past. And the reason that Tim Conway is in there is because
John Singer Sargent never painted Tim Conway.
No, he did not.
Right. Just to get that out.
I'm using Tim Conway as an imaginary character.
Right.
But obviously, but also as a way it started as a pun, but as a way to personify the idea of time. So it's basically about time and joy and the experience of being alive. And I know that sounds like a lot, but it's a whole hour.
Yeah.
So, I think I can pretty much cover that. And
wow.
So that's what it is. And I hope it's funny in an absurd way.
Yeah.
And but I like to, you know, if you want to talk about important things, you got to make it weird, because it just otherwise you just fall into this horrible pit, you know, of I don't know, it can be sentimental or naive or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And things are more complicated, you know, and there's no simple answers. So I like just giving people interesting flavors.
Yeah, a spoonful of hearty makes the flavor go down. David in Bristol, Vermont, he's very generous pledge. He's got your premium.
Fantastic.
He requests another smell show.
Oh, yes.
Did a smell show.
Bronwyn and I did a another DJ, and some of you know and love her, and I do.
Fantastic.
And she, thanks. She's so great.
Yep.
But anyway, she's like me. Even more than me. She's really into fragrances. And, she likes some really weird, freaky ones. Like if you do ever do like a deep dive into like high end fragrances and all that, and perfumes, there's some really crazy, complicated things.
Absolutely.
Like really,
I don't have the nose for it, but I sense there's that world out there that I'm not a part of, and I want to be a part of it.
So, but I was just came to it as a, like sort of a hobby of getting samples and sort of like getting into it, right?
So you've become a cologne gentleman.
Yeah, so I've they're really expensive, the ones out there, but you can get samples. That's why, and then you get to try a bunch of different stuff.
You're not like rubbing a magazine on your neck, are you?
No. I can't tell you how much time of the salesman I wasted at Saks. I went to the Saks perfume floor yesterday, and I just, you know, I knew I was going to waste their time. Because these things are like hundreds of dollars a bottle.
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't have like a fraction of that.
No.
Like if they said, oh, it's $8.50, I'd be like, $8.50. I'd be like, can I,
what about $7?
Is there a time, can I pay on time? Do you have a, so I just, I've got samples and you get.
Wow.
But you can do that over the
and
internet.
And so you did a whole show based around these smells?
Yeah, because it was really interesting. And some of the ones that Bronwyn liked smelled like sweat. There was one that was like body secretions. One smelled like a rhinoceros.
Wow.
Mine all smelled like rich people, which I like the smell of. A lot of them smell
crisp,
real good.
New clothes.
Just you go,
a
rich person goes by, and you go, you're wearing your sort of like a puffy ski jacket, and they walk by, and an overcoat and a cashmere scarf, and you go, wow, what do you smell nice?
Ooh, what is that? Do I smell green tea?
What is the top note?
Oh, wow. I've been meaning to get into fragrances, and it's interesting. We have to talk about that. I mean, do you have a favorite at the moment right now? Right?
Yes.
What is it?
It would be, and we mentioned this on the show, my favorite right now is Initio's Oud for Greatness.
Initio's?
Oud for Greatness.
Oud for Greatness.
Uh-huh.
What does it smell like?
It has a woody, spicy, I think maybe saffron might be the top note. It has a really nice oud smell, which is a kind of a musty wood.
Oh, not like the Doctor Who creature.
No, I know, right? That's what I first thought of. I thought, is it derived from the Doctor Who? Like ambergris is from whale doo-doo or
very
something?
Very unsettling.
I thought, how many other Doctor Who things? Yes, the inside, they open up Daleks and that goopy stuff inside is used to make perfume.
I bet it smells great, but it probably changes your brain chemistry, probably.
Musty.
We have a very generous pledge from David in Pasadena, California. He says he's listening to Hardy White Archive at the moment. I don't know what he's doing.
No,
I guess he's listening
great.
To a previous Both. Show instead on, of listening to the live show.
One on each channel, man. L is right, this show, and R is like archive.
I gotta try that. I'm gonna try listening to you two different shows at once and see if I can see if those things sync up.
It's a 60s jazz album or something.
Wow.
I think there's two different bands. What is that album? There's an album like that. What is it?
Rahsaan Roland Hardy White.
Right, exactly. I'm playing this with my nose.
800-989-9368, WFU.org/pledge. Get the phones ringing.
Yeah, it's almost the end.
The wolf is at the door, people. Do you want the wolf to come into WFMU and eat
also,
Ken?
Also, I love hearing from you. This is the one time a year we get to...
interact.
And you get to say something to me. You got 5 minutes. Call up and say something to me for $5.
Yeah, $5. I don't know how we're going to work that, but if we give a message to our volunteers. Thank you, volunteers. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody who's made all this delicious food. I ate this cake downstairs. It's as light as a feather. I don't know what it's called, but it's wonderful.
I didn't exercise today, so I'll do $1 a push-up if somebody wants to sponsor me.
All right, $1 a push-up. You know, he's going to do it. I'm going to make sure
he does
it. But
we've only got 4 minutes.
We got 4 minutes. Thomas in Austin, Texas says, thanks for your magic and wisdom. And I totally agree. Magic and wisdom are those two things that sum up you.
Oh,
for me.
Thank you so much. I feel so...
And wonderful suit coats, obviously.
Oh, no. Thank you.
Oh, this you is got a suit coat.
Tomorrow I'm wearing a Johnny Carson, 1972 Johnny Carson. This is a 74 JCPenney, I think.
Is it vintage?
Oh, yeah. Oh yes.
of course.
Why would you say that?
Patrick says the next best thing to a new Three Stooges episode.
Oh, dang.
Interesting.
That's humbling.
Yeah. Who's your favorite Stooge?
Well, you know, oh gosh, that's really...
Sorry to call you out, you know.
No. I have appreciation of Shemp. I know
Shemp,
a lot
yeah.
of people say Shemp, and I might have to go with Shemp.
I've always been a Larry guy myself. I like that...
I'm warning you.
Stooge in the middle, kind of middle child, kind of
yeah.
doesn't know where he's coming from, gets it from both ends.
Billy West doing Larry Fine. He used to do that on the Howard Stern show. He would do Larry Fine.
I don't think I could do a Larry Fine. I can't bring his voice to
he
my
would,
mind.
I can't really either, but he would always go, I'm warning you. Like
yeah, he was always warning
I'm
people.
Warning you.
That warning was toothless. He would never. You know, you ever see those photos of the Three Stooges where there's their actual headshots, like when they were trying to be like real actors?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're all like slick back.
Slick back.
Like,
I love those. I love the casual ones.
Oh, my God. I want those. We got a pledge of $20. Someone wants to do push-ups.
Okay.
So what is that? 20 push-ups.
I got it. Oh, well, I can do 20 push-ups.
You want to put the mic
down? I thought
down
somebody
there?
Would be like, I'll do $1 push-up, and then I like knock out 80, and they're like, uh-oh.
Yeah, well, you want to say, Hardy wants to do 80 push-ups. He'll continue to do it after the show.
Hopefully Bucci will lie like he always does.
No, well, that's slander. I $20, 20 push-ups. You can do those before or after. Oh, here we go. Sorry. After the show, or you know, you could just imagine Hardy White doing push-ups because it's theater of the imagination.
What if I promise to do them?
Yeah, that's a.
I have my coat on.
Yeah, and you got a turtleneck, like you were saying. You're doing the Andy Kaufman with the black turtleneck with the white.
Yeah, right. I look sharp because I knew there'd be photos, and we did a little promo for the.
Yes, we
for
did.
The swag.
I made a rare public appearance,
it
which
was
always
great.
Is anxiety.
Yeah, I know. It was a little. I felt a little nervous.
I like hiding behind the pipe smoke. All right, 800-989-9368, WFMU.org/pledge. We only have 2 minutes left. Let's get some more pledges in here. More thank yous and more thank yous and more thank yous. Henry and Levi in West Caldwell, New Jersey, loves your show. It's there's all sorts of wonderful, oh, my God. People, I mean, it just must make you feel great to kind of interact with people in this way.
Oh, I get it's overwhelming, but I tell you, I know I'm I also do come here for the love. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It feels nice to be appreciated and loved, because it can get, you know, I don't even live here. So I feel very alienated sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't talk to listeners all the time. I don't see people at the station.
Yep.
And so I was like, do they even like me? I know that sounds weird, but, you know, if you're alone, who
trust
knows?
Me,
right?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't
about.
Know. Like, you know, hey, oh, here comes this Hardy guy. We hate him.
Yeah.
So when it comes in, people are nice to me. I'm like, oh, I'm like a lost dog. Thank you so much. I'll be loyal.
You know, it's great. The slightest compliment. You know,
yeah,
that's what
right.
I love. That's my favorite thing.
That's what you say. And that one had a little backhanded slight. I was like, I just spit the bones out.
We're almost wrapped up. Only one more minute left. Thank you so much for everyone who pledged, and keep pledging to WFMU. Mahogany's up next. We are going to keep on going. Hardy White, take us out, I guess.
I will just say that this is Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County and New York City, New York, and online at WFMU.org worldwide. Thank you for listening, and I will see you again next week.
See you, everybody. Keep pledging.
Twins' name was Ebony. Name was Mahogany. 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 Twins' name was Ebony. Name
Hey, baby.
I was just hanging.
WFM Marathon.
Yeah.
Fundraiser. How you doing?
I'm chilling. How are you?
Are we just going to go back and forth like this for the next hour?
I'd like to play music too, but I thought
we got a whole room of people in here answering phones. If people call 1-800-989-9368, show their love for Bailey and Mahogany. This show makes me happy. It puts a smile on my face. It's a celebration of music, black music, creativity, exploration. So show your love for this wonderful show. We have prizes, too.
Yeah. I'm just gonna play music. Go ahead.
We have a grand prize, which is like a Sun Ra grand pack prize bundle thing, the Magic City and My Brother the Wind, Volume 1. That's if people pledge $75 to WFMU in the next 60 minutes. We also have Azimuth's CD and Pharoah Sanders' CDs, LP. So people, pledge now.
They all rock.
1-800-989-9368.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. This song's by Wayne Shorter. Wayne Shorter died this past week. Rest in peace, Wayne Shorter.